Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Back at it, motherfuckers. Once again, K100, internet radio, talk, and indie music. You dig? I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzum.
And I'm your co-host, P. Reg, partner.
What's happening?
What's happening?
You feel me? Got my dog, P. Reg, affiliated in here fucking with me tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I got
a lot of people say they're going to call in tonight and holler at me. A lot of people have been calling in all week, all last week. You understand? We've been having a great start of this show. You dig? I can't even be remotely upset at how this thing has started out. You feel me? I mean, for real, man. It's just been great. So I guess if this is your first time calling in or your first time listening, let me go ahead and give you the rules and regulations and everything we got going on around here. You dig? All right? This is K100, a spinoff from the Facebook page with the same name. You understand? We started out as a Facebook group and just a place where a lot of people can go and vent and, you know, get some shit off their chest. You know, sometimes people on Facebook don't want to say everything because their mom and them, maybe one of their friends or something like that right there. You dig? So we made a little private page so you can go over there and just say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Whatever.
And that's just like it is on internet radio. This is not FM radio, baby. This is uncensored and uncut. So you're going to hear a lot of bad words and sexual innuendos and all kind of stuff. You understand? And that's how it's going down over here because we're going to keep it 100. All right? 100% real. That's how the name started. K100 means keep it 100% real at all times. And we only got one rule on the show. Whenever you call into this show, by the way, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. You dig? That's 347-934-0966. We're here Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. sharp. You understand? That's how you get a hold to us. Also, you can stream it live and listen to it live. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? That's how you can do it. And once again, I feel the need to repeat. If you missed the show live, you can always go back and listen to the episodes on the site. A lot of people have been hitting me up telling me, yo, we ain't catch the show, man. Sorry. Hey, man, don't you still got the internet? Go download it. Go listen to it. Go play it back. All that helps. All that boosts up our stats and our accounts, all right? They're helping us, okay? But like I said, back to the point, we only got one rule on this show. The name of the show is K100. That stands for keep it 100% real. You understand what I'm saying? And the only thing that you cannot do on this show is be fake.
And what happened if they be fake, bro?
We're going to kill your ass. Very simple. We don't play around over here. We keeping this motherfucker shit hood and gangster. Okay? If you come on my show and I feel like you're saying some flaw shit, some shit that nobody would possibly agree with, you just saying that shit to be politically correct, you just saying what you think might be the popular opinion, you just saying it because, oh, you trying to be a fucking lady or some shit.
Fuck,
you know,
that.
Fuck that. We gonna kill your ass. Live. On the air. I've already had to kill myself. I've had to kill a couple of guests. You can always come back. It ain't literal. You know what I'm saying? They say we're a little violent. You know what I'm saying? It's all in fun. It's just a couple sound effects. You know what I'm saying?
If you call up here and you tongue wrestling with us.
Oh, yeah.
You go out talk us.
Hold on.
On this show for Chinese, this is what you gonna motherfucking hear.
Pump your motherfucking brakes, shawty.
Hold the fuck up.
All right? So we got the rules established. All you got to do is just don't be fake. You can't remember that. Hell, I don't want your punk ass at the motherfucking show anyway.
Okay,
right?
Bro. I got one more thing, man.
What's going on?
For the listeners who calling in, man, who might want to send their music or get at us or, you know, get their files, man, give them the site that they can go to shoot it to the guy who want to get on this K-100.
That's what's up. Because once again, for those of y'all that don't know, We K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying?
Chainless.
We artists and producers over here is what we do. We in the music game, and so we also made the show to give a platform to a lot of the up and coming independent artists in the game that may want to get on and need a little bit of shine. The big radios, you know, they can't afford a big radio right now. We're an outlet for you, okay, artists? So if you know somebody trying to get on in the music game, you feel like, man, they got some good music, it should be played, I want you to give them my email address, which is k100radio@gmail.com. All right?
Again.
The letter K, the number 100, K100radio, all one word, @gmail.com. All right? That's how you get at us. Shoot us an MP3. And shoot us a site to either your MySpace, your Facebook, your Ning, your Reverb Nation, whatever. Show us so we can get a visual on you, your YouTube, your video, whatever. And the only thing that we're asking you to do for payment right now, because we're trying to show love and we know our cats ain't got a lot of money, you understand? All we want you to do is embed our player on your page with the code that we send you, the Hotmail code. You know how to do a MySpace page. It's real simple. You understand what I'm saying? And then that's it. That'll help us spread the word. So it's a favor for a favor. You understand? Until we got them blow the fuck up, and then we're going to charge ass. All right? You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to that day right there, man. I can't wait to that day right there.
It's coming, y'all.
But right now, we're showing love to the underground. So K100radio@gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? That's it. So we done ran the gambit this week. We done talked about all kinds of stuff, man. We done talked about relationships, mostly relationship shit. Well, not really relationship shit, guy girl shit. Should you move in? Which last night's episode, we talked about should you at least live with a motherfucker before you goddamn marry him.
Yeah, that was it yesterday.
We basically had 100%
move in first.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get not like one person. So I guess the days that when your mama them telling you that you're shacking up and all that, man.
What's the new phrase, bro? What's the new phrase?
Hey, listen, man. Shacking up's the new marriage.
Yeah!
Oh. Jay-Z said, goddamn 30's the new 20, nigga. Shacking up's the new marriage. Fuck that. You got to shack up first. That's what everybody said. Everybody that called in, we didn't get not one person. We had a whole bunch of callers. And now one motherfucker said, they trying to goddamn test drive the car before they buy. Everybody was pretty much overwhelmingly in agreement on that one point. Opinions varied about how long, but nobody said you shouldn't at least do it. All right? We had a couple issues. You know, some girls, you know, acting like they don't give head and all that.
Bullshit.
A couple of my callers had to snap on them. You know, they went back and forth. We let them have the flow. Almost had a girl fight on the phone.
Yeah.
I tried to boost it up. It didn't work.
Yeah. But basically, though, You know, Blizzard and P-Rad, we always going to get to the meat of the, you know what I'm saying, the meat of the potatoes of this shit, man.
Of course. So, now, back to tonight, all right?
Before we even get started.
What?
You know, first and foremost, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, early happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Early.
Happy Mother's Day, mothers. We love y'all. Got y'all. We wouldn't be here. You understand what I'm saying? Without y'all, we wouldn't be here. You understand what I'm saying? I love mothers. I got a special thing in my heart for single mothers because I was raised with a single parent for most of my young years of my life until my mom got remarried.
Know that.
So I got a real thing about single mothers. I got love for y'all. You know, we say bitch, hoe, and all that kind of bullshit on the show and shit. You understand what I'm saying? But we respect our women to the utmost. You understand? If you ain't no bitch and no hoe, we just bullshitting around. This shit is kind of like comedy. All right? We got to love and respect motherfucking single moms out here, and we respect our elders also. You understand what I'm saying? So, for all you single moms out there, one time for y'all. You dig? All right? We played a special song for y'all last night. Hopefully, tonight we'll get a chance to spin it again, hopefully. All right? So, topic today is, I guess I can go ahead and slide right into the topic. You understand what I'm saying?
Slide into it, shit.
Look, man, I've been hearing a lot of women, it's been a difference of opinion. Hold on, let me stop the music. Hold on. I gotta be real clear when I'm gonna bring the music back. Hold on. It's been a difference of opinion on my Facebook page. Like I said, the show derived from the Facebook page, and the whole thing we do is we get all our topics off of Facebook, like 90% of them. You understand? Sometimes we'll get something that's like right out the headlines, something political, whatever, but a lot of times we look on Facebook, 90% of the time we're gonna look on Facebook, see what somebody says, and if it gets a strong reaction from Facebook followers, we'll bring it up on the show. So one of the people rung up in on Facebook today, one of my followers and one of my feeds, they said that it's not a shortage of black men. These damn black women out here just goddamn picky. And I said, shit, I know a whole bunch of damn females that would beg to differ on that particular point right there. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, a whole bunch of people, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 out of 10 times when a black woman is talking about the situation with black men, they're going to all say, it ain't no men out here. It ain't no good men out here. Hell, some of them go ahead and start licking cat behind that shit.
You cat girl.
You feel me?
Just meow, meow, meow.
Right, just because they can't find a man. You understand what I'm saying? So, but it was a couple of women on the post that actually agreed with it. It was shocking to me. I was shocked. And they basically were saying, look, it ain't about it being a shortage of men. It's about them motherfucking bras not having their game up. Their game ain't on point. You understand what I'm saying? So, hell, I kind of feel like maybe they right. Maybe your motherfucking game ain't on point. Maybe it's your damn fault you can't find no damn man. Maybe it's your fault your ass been single goddamn 8 years or some shit.
Hey,
I don't know.
This all I got to say.
What you got to say?
If you a motherfucking woman and you keep breaking up over the same shit, the same exact shit from your previous relationship and in the relationship before that, it's your motherfucking ass.
Your ass.
It's your motherfucking ass.
Stop blaming niggas for shit that's your fault.
Yeah. You can't treat everybody the motherfucking same.
Right, right. We're going to have a whole bunch of women call in here. Look. One thing about the show, man, you got to remember, if you're listening on the phone and you want to talk to us, please hit the number one like the prompt tells you, all right? You got to hit the number one so we can hear, so we can see that you want to talk to us. If not, you just load it up in the phone lines. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, we got a hand.
Yeah, a couple of them going to pounce up soon. I got to remind everybody. So, once again, if you're listening on the phone, I need for you to hit the number one so you can give us your opinion about what we're talking about tonight. Now, the nice discussion, once again, is there really a shortage of black men out here for black women, or are women being too picky? Now, one of the people on my Facebook, one of my officers in my Facebook page, you know, I got officers inside the group. You know, I elected officers, people who have a lot to say, you know, put their two hands a lot in, you know what I'm saying? And, he actually brung up the girl Chili from TLC. You know, she got her own reality show, right?
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, you know the boy Floyd Mayweather played the hell out of her motherfucker. Floyd Mayweather played that motherfucker so goddamn raw, nigga. That shit was funny as hell. Sorry, bitch. Chase the waterfall. That's all I can say. For real. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But she had this motherfucking outrageous ass list about requirements a nigga gotta have. Well, she goddamn get with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, she up on that motherfucking fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you want to keep getting them kind of niggas, you better get back on the motherfucking road, man. And
right.
Do that TLC shit to get some of that motherfucking, you know, that nigga money.
I'm telling you, man, because
she
had just a crazy list. They got to be rich. They got to have a big dick. They got to have all kind of crazy requirements she had. They can't eat pork. They got them all kind of shit. He needs to be everything.
Hey.
Right, look, hold on. Let me stop music.
Hey, I agree with Cat Williams.
Hold on.
I agree with Cat.
Hold on. I'm gonna let you say what you gotta say. But let me tell you this before you ladies start raising hands and going off on us, all right? We not saying lower your standards.
At all.
That is not, because I'm not finna lower mine, all right?
At all.
God damn it, if you got the booty do, your goddamn stomach stick out further than your booty do, bitch, I don't want you. I got requirements. I got standards. Fuck that. You understand what I'm saying?
If you're wearing the motherfucking open toe heels and the roof drop back on your motherfucking shoes and your feet hanging over your motherfucking goddamn shoes,
nah. Can't fuck with that.
Not at all.
Kill your motherfucking It's sometimes getting hot. Get your toes done. All right.
Let's get it.
You understand? Now the hands is raising. Everybody want to talk to us and we finna get to you. ASAP. You understand what I'm saying?
Let's go.
We're going to you A motherfucking zap. Okay? So, once again, ladies, y'all give me y'all opinion, all right? Is it a shortage of niggas out here, or is motherfucking women being greedy? And once again, we are not telling you to lower your standards, but are you trying hard enough? Do you date? If you go out to the club, 30 niggas try to talk to you and get your number, and you don't sit there but try and be cute and talk about, nah, that's all right all motherfucking night. How the fuck you gonna meet somebody? How you know he missed the right? I ain't saying you need to pull your man out the club, but goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You been in the club 3 motherfucking hours, and he ain't talked to damn motherfucker. Hell, how can you find a man? You understand
she
what I'm saying?
Must be what she got on.
I don't know.
A toe might be hanging over
you. I'm saying they come up to her. You see girls in the club all motherfucking night. They stand there all motherfucking night and won't say one thing to one nigga. And don't tell me every nigga that come up to you is broke or every nigga breath stank or every nigga ugly. What the fuck else? If you hot and you looking good, you understand what I'm saying? And you represent, niggas gonna holler.
Yeah.
Shit, if you don't holler back, how the hell you gonna find somebody?
Stay your motherfucking ass out.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. I think, you know, women, now I ain't saying all y'all, and once again, we're not saying lower your standards,
all
right? So we're going to the phone lines, okay? The number is 347-934-0966. Please hit the number 1 if you got something to say. Please be patient with us, okay? We're going to the first line. I don't know if we ever had this caller. We got somebody from the 425. Yo, get at me. You on K100.
What's going on, nigga? This is Cousin Dale, nigga. What's happening, player?
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's happening, man?
I kept calling, man, all the way from the ATL, man, VIA Seattle. What's happening with y'all folks down there?
Man, we doing it, man. We up here hosting the show, man. We getting it in. We spreading the word. And we showing everybody love. We keeping it 100, man. We keeping it gangster. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man. What I'm doing, I'm showing y'all love, man. Hey, I'm supporting everything y'all doing. Black folks, unity, UNITY, all that other stuff. Straight out the Marine Corps, getting in how I live now.
Well, that's what's up, homie. So let me ask you this. You got an opinion. We got a whole bunch of women with their hands raised up. Hold on, ladies. Real quick, I'm coming to y'all. We're going to ask this guy right here. Do you feel like black women being too picky? You feel like, you know what I'm saying, there ain't enough niggas around here that's on their game, on their B.I.? Or do you think a lot of these black women be goddamn trying to be a little bit too picky or some shit?
First of all, these black women, this coming from the VZ, y'all. These black women trying to be too picky, you know what I'm saying, because everybody out there ain't Harvard educated. Ain't going to Georgia Tech and everything. Hey, it's hard out there on these streets with the recession. Just because you got Obama in the, you know, administration and everything. Hey, Obama is the president. You think he give a damn about all the low-life black folks? First of all, we ain't low-life. But if a nigga making $10 an hour, that still ain't enough for a woman. So, yeah, these women out here being too picky, man.
Oh, shit. They look, everybody hand raising now. They gonna roast us, man. I already know they got something. Boy, they can't wait. We finna come to y'all.
Wait a minute. This coming from a person that educated. I went to Georgia Tech. You know what I'm saying? I work in Seattle. You know, I work for Boeing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I make six figures, but still, though, if these women out here that even if you make six figures, you ain't got no criminal record, you ain't got no baby mama, you know what I'm saying? You drug and disease free, that still ain't enough. They want somebody, you know what I'm saying? They want an athlete. But, hey, everybody ain't athletes.
And the thing
about it, though, I don't do white women. You know what I'm saying? I don't like never fuck. You know what I'm saying?
One time for you. Hold on. One time, my nigga. You understand what
I'm saying? Yes, sir.
That's real. We fuck with you on that right there. Because I don't really fuck with them like that either. They some fine ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mash Kim Kardashian. You know, mash her ass. But, nigga, I prefer to be with a sister. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. No,
exactly.
You understand? So, you know, I feel what you're saying, bro. I understand that. All right, man. Hey, man, appreciate that love. We finna get to some of these women because they blowing my lines up.
Hey, stay on the line, okay? We'll get back with you, bro.
All right.
Okay, man. Hey, I'll stay on the line, man.
All right, dog. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to the next motherfucking call. I hope this is a female. 44510, you on the air?
Yeah, this is April calling in for Reg. What's up, bro?
What's up? What's happening, little sis? What's happening?
You, bro, y'all on the radio just clowning.
Right.
Hey, you know how we bump,
you call it clowning, we call it keeping the shit 100.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. I understand what I'm saying.
We don't keep this shit being frank, baby, but look at him. Answer the question, what we were talking about. Hey, I want to know if y'all women being too picky or not. That's all I want to know.
Or is it a shortage of black men? Which one?
I don't think that they just necessarily being too picky. I just think that some things you just not going to accept the same way how a man is. And some things y'all not going to accept. You don't want no 700-pound woman laying beside y'all.
We ain't even saying that. We told you already, don't lower your standards. You feel me? We're not asking none of y'all women, please, women. We're not asking you to lower your standards. We just think that some of your standards are a little unrealistic when it comes down to
too high to
where, you know, black men are in society, in life right now. I mean, you know, we understand you could be anything you want to be in life. All you got to do is work hard. But a lot of black men went through a lot of different things. Our walk in this world on this earth is a lot different from any other race in this country. You understand? We all know that. We got high prison populations, you know, low graduation rates, and it's been come from, you know, generational shit handed down over the years. You understand what I'm saying? But I had a lot of women on Facebook today saying, shit, you know, it's plenty of men out here. One of my officers, you know, one of my officers on my Facebook page said, shit,
It's plenty of men out here. She don't know what the hell wrong with these bras. Everywhere she go, niggas be hollering and goddamn it, she get numbers and she holler back. Some of them be cool. She's got a date every night of the week if she want to. She don't know what the fuck wrong with these bras out here. You understand?
Yeah, I feel you on that. But at the same time, you know, I'm a married woman, so I already got who I wanted to be with. At the same time, though, you know, shut up, bro. I need you back there. I mean, you do make some valid points, though. You know, we can be a little bit too picky on certain areas. So
right,
I have to
right.
agree with y'all on that. I have to agree with right. you on that.
And I'm gonna give you a special one time for we love black families that together work. You understand? We love black
families. You better kill that.
All right. Hey, appreciate you calling in, baby. We go to the next call. All right.
All right.
Yo, hey, 404-955, get at me, K100.
Hey, this your cousin, nigga.
Oh, what cousin? I got a lot of them.
Hey, this is the one in Atlanta.
Oh, Shawnee, what's going on, cuz?
Yeah, that's what's up.
What up, cuz? Hey, cuz, appreciate you calling in, cuz. This your first time calling in. One time for family, supporting family. You gotta love that. You understand? You gotta
okay.
love with family. You gotta love with family. Support family. I love that. Appreciate that, cuz. That's what's
all
up.
Right.
So what you think about what you think about what we're talking about now? You think it's a shortage of men out here, or are these women being too picky?
I'ma say both.
You gotta pick one.
Let me clarify though.
Hold on. Hey, turn your radio down, cuz. I think you got a feedback. You got a radio? Your speakers up?
Yeah, we got two phones in the house.
Okay, somebody gotta get. I'm hearing your echo. Somebody too close to you or something. But go ahead and answer the question.
We good?
Yeah, we good. Go ahead.
All right, then. Now, like I said, I'm going to say both. It is a shortage. One, because we have too many of our own brothers out there trying to pimp, out there trying to have 50 million hoes, out there talking about, fuck these bitches, I'm all about money, but really ain't doing shit. You nickel and diamond on a corner. You got a nigga that's out there, like, yeah, I'm trying to hustle, blah, blah, blah. But he got a chick at home that's cooking, cleaning, washing his dirty-ass fucking drawers, paying bills, like I'm trying to support my boo. But he ain't shit anyway because he really ain't trying to do shit. So it's like, hey, nigga, I'm trying to run the household. Let's do this thing together. I don't give a fuck if you make $4.55 and I make $12.13. We're going to put this shit together and we're going to do the damn thing. But that's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to go sleep with her, fuck a girl in your car. You at work trying to handle the shit because, hey, I know once I get off, I'm going to go home, I'm going to cook, goddamn kids, and then we're going to put these goddamn kids to bed, and we're going to come in here, fuck, and go on to sleep because, goddamn it, we both got to work morning. That's what we're looking for. Some of the bitches like, oh, he got to have this, he got to have that. It's all about potential. If you see a nigga's working hard, I don't give a fuck if he is cleaning sewage, picking up trash, sweeping floors, he's working fucking hard. Support that man.
Yeah.
Be there
right.
for that man.
Hey. God damn it.
But that's what us sisters got to look at. Just like you said, you don't
right.
fuck with white women, but you'll fuck Kim Kardashian. Oh, we love our black men, but I be goddamn, I will fuck Matthew McConaughey for away from her.
God damn it, man.
That shit, being frank, baby. That's
well,
what I'm
hey, so, okay, so basically, we finna go, oh, my line's blowing up now. Y'all set it off. Y'all got them calling in, because, look, so basically what you saying is, this nigga's out here, but niggas ain't shit. They dogs. They want to fuck around on you and shit. So that's basically what the problem is. It's not the fact that it's not enough, man. It's just niggas out here just want to do what they want to do. They can't goddamn be faithful. Is that what you're saying?
Do too much. Make a fucking decision. Stick with it and be a man about your shit. Stop leaving us with goddamn babies by ourselves. Stop out there tricking off. That's how a lot of black sisters end up with AIDS because you fucking 10 bitches. That's how we're dying. Same thing. And then, also, this last little point, cuz, that whole how we end up licking cat, non-obable. It's not because we've been fucked over so many times by niggas. It's kind of like, hey, let me try something else. Because this shit here ain't...
I want to hear this.
Because when you find a motherfucker, whether it's male or female, if they treat you right, do for you like you would do for them, that's who you're going to go with. beyond reasonable doubt, if that motherfucker holds you down, whether it's a nigga or a bitch, that's who you're going to ride with. Because in the end, it's just you and them, right?
Yeah, except I don't give a fuck what nobody say, nigga. Ain't there a nigga in the world? I don't give a fuck what a nigga can do in the world. I don't give a fuck what a nigga claim he can do for me, nigga. Fuck that.
Hey, but in the
pussy. Hey, grab that fucking 40, nigga. Grab that 40 right there. Let that 40 loose.
I gotta let the 40 loose.
Let that 40 loose.
Damn it, cuz, you made me kill you on the air.
Let that 40 loose.
My co-host said I had to shoot you for that, cuz.
Hey.
I didn't want to do it.
I'm gonna take it. Socially, it's more acceptable for two bitches to be kissing, hugging, and licking and sticking than it is for a nigga to be bent over getting it in the ass.
Oh.
That's social.
Look, we'll get there later. I thoroughly believe, I don't believe in bisexual men at all. I believe, nigga, you straight or you a fag. That's it. You can't fuck men and women, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
pretty
man.
Much,
I don't
but
bisexual.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, them niggas just really, I don't know. I don't understand.
Don't come in on that shit. Stick to the meat and potatoes.
I'm just telling you, man. That's real talk, man.
Hey, I ain't even thinking like that. You know, I'm going to beat the shit up out some pussy, man. That's just me. I ain't even thinking about no nothing.
We had that on the post. Hold on. Hey, cuz.
Yeah.
Cuz, appreciate you calling in your opinion. Hey, you gave a great opinion. We can go to these lines, because then like three or four people hand raised when you said that shit. We got to see what they got to say.
Stay
hey,
on, cuz.
Hold on.
We appreciate it.
Stay on the line, because goddamn it, if somebody goddamn disagreeing, whatever,
we're going to pass you in
and let y'all goddamn see what's going on.
Yeah,
y'all can have it out.
All right,
good. Don't hang up. Woo! Man.
That's hot.
That's a mean goddamn call. Shit.
Stupid game, huh?
Stupid game.
Stupid.
Damn. Let me go to the lines real quick. Hold on. Up top, 405. Get at us.
Call you on now.
What's going on? This is Miss Freckles.
Hey,
Freckles.
What's up, Freckles? What's happening, baby? Appreciate you calling back. What's going on?
Well, let me explain something to them ladies out there today. The thing of it is that it's not a shortage of black men. You just have too many young women trying to be these men's mothers. Instead of getting a partner to grow with, they trying to get somebody that they can mold and raise. You see what I'm saying? You have to grab hold to something that's out there, and y'all have to work together as a whole, like old girl was saying. But as far as like that dyking type of shit, though, a lot of women bring their past into their new. That's the reason why they can't move on.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Man, listen, man, we see that all the time as men. I'm telling you, man, you won't understand. It's a lot of women that carry what they went through in their last relationship to
exactly.
The new shit. They be scared to commit, or they feel like, you know, the other nigga was a dog to shout out. So automatically, the first time I don't answer my goddamn phone when you call me, goddamn it, I'm fucking with another bitch. You understand? They got real trust issues and all that shit behind that, man. As men, we go through that shit all the time. As men, we got to take on you. And then if you got kids from that nigga, we got to take on you, the kids, and the issues. You understand what I'm saying? Off the top.
So
you
we
dig?
Putting that shit on our shoulders going forward anyway.
Off the motherfucking top. Niggas move on faster. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Yeah.
Once we done with the motherfucking fucking, man,
done.
We ain't carrying all that extra shit over, but women carry that shit. You understand? You feel me? But
yeah,
I mean,
women, men do move on quicker than women, because I'm one of those women that a lot of women have a lot of chapters open in their life that they never close before they reopen another one. See, I have to close chapters
right
before I reopen another one. And you're right, niggas gonna always pick up their shit and move on because they don't really have too much to carry with them. Y'all can just up and leave. Y'all ain't taking no motherfucking kids or nothing with y'all.
We will.
Yeah. Some of us will now, you know what I'm saying?
Some of y'all won't even let that happen if we wanted to.
That's
real.
I'm saying,
cause,
hey,
but that's a stupid ass bitch. Because what it is once that nigga go to leave you, then that's when them dumb assholes go to run around there putting child support on you because they want you. Me, I ain't got time for that. I get more without the white folks being on my motherfucking back. Real bitches need to understand right there. Yeah.
Right.
Why do the fuck do you want them $24.50 every 2 weeks?
You catch more flies with sugar than shit. Period.
That's
point
right.
You understand
that's
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you know some niggas got to be put on it because some niggas ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. My lines just blew up when you said that. My line blew up when
it's
you said
all
that.
Good because you know.
Oh,
what
they finna roast.
I don't need a plum dog, bitch. I take a thumb dog, bitch. Without a plum dog, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
All right, look, I got one of my officers on the line. Hold on, don't go nowhere, Freckles. 4453, I see you too. You understand? We coming to you. Give us a minute. Lieutenant King. Well, no, actually, Colonel King. What's going on, King?
I was about to say, don't be trying to deny me my promotion.
Keys, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Look, this subject, it can be 20 different subjects in one, but, you know, I'm one of them females. I don't believe it's a shortage at all. You know, I got plenty, you know what I'm saying, good, decent niggas that I know now, no kids, good jobs, good credit, all that.
Yeah,
these hoes just need to get their shit together because 9 times out of 10, you talking about you want a man with this, this, and this, but you damn ragged ass, you know, bitch, do you work? Do you have good credit? Bitch, can you cook? Can you clean? What? Are you mentally stable? That's a big issue, too. To have y'all hoes, you can't even get your mind right. You so, like you said, you worried about the last nigga, so you can't get your shit together. So don't expect a good man to be trying to get with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm having a problem. Shit, I'm thinking about now. Shit, I'm like, I'm gonna have a hard time trying to choose if I do decide, you know, get caked up again. I got some hard decisions to make. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some dudes that's on point. But, you know, in the same token, I understand what the old girl was saying about, you know, if he got potential, this and that. That's all good for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But the thing of it is, the dude got to recognize his own potential. It can't just go based on what you see in him, because if he don't see that shit, it ain't going to go nowhere. He just going to be riding you, you know, feeding off all your money, all your skills, whatever you have. And he just going to be like, well, hell, you chose me. I was like this when you met me. Start that old bullshit right there. And a lot of men, if you get with somebody like me that got all my own shit, you going to... Some of them insecure, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you make more money, you got this, this, and this. Okay,
shit,
nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, one thing about us over here, one thing about us over here, Taylor, but we want you to make way more money. You can make all the money. We don't give a shit. We ain't got no pride issues with you having your own goddamn money.
Believe
that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where they do them niggas at. Hey, all you niggas out there, they get mad because the motherfucking woman got some motherfucking bread. Nigga, what you want, a broke bitch, nigga? Niggas, you crazy? Fucker.
Oh, you know, and you know I got to make a comment about that dyke and shit. You know, look.
Oh.
Nigga, too many men with some five cones. You know, if a bitch can't do nothing but lick some cat, nigga, I know plenty of niggas that can lick this cat just fine. I don't need your ass licking this cat.
Okay? No, she wasn't saying, She wasn't saying it as though that's the reason why. She said it's because a female might treat them how they want to be.
Man, damn that bullshit. Damn the bullshit, okay? Let me tell you something.
I like that.
You can find a man that can treat you right. Just all that, you know, because a female know what a female want. I know females dyking, and they have just as many damn relationship issues as females with men.
Right.
So
that's my point.
That's a damn cop-out, and you just want that whole licking your shit into way. Don't play.
Enter way. No,
nobody say
enter
like you say
enter. Oh, my God. Yo, Lieutenant Key, please stay on the line. Please stay on the line, Lieutenant. Oh, God.
Hey, bro, I got one issue, though.
What? I got to play a song, too. What?
Hey, this is the issue I got, man, with these women.
What you got?
They always want a nigga to get them something that they ain't willing to get themselves.
Right. That's what she basically just said, goddamn it. If you want a certain man with all these, if you got all these, listen, if you goddamn broke as hell with your mom and all that shit, and you a grown ass motherfucker woman, you need to goddamn find you a nigga that broke and living with his motherfucking mama so y'all can build some shit together. If you broke and living with your motherfucking mama, goddamn it, quit trying to find niggas that got a house already and shit. Goddamn it, you understand what I'm saying? Maybe you need to stay in your motherfucking lane. I'm all seriousness. I want you to strive to have better. But I'm saying, a lot of women don't understand that a lot of men won't nowadays, at least, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want women that's on the level with us. So, you know, if I got my own place, my own transportation, I work and all that, you feel me?
She
got
to have the same thing.
Exactly.
If you knew better,
now,
you would do better.
Now, they saying that it ain't enough guys like that out here. You feel me? But like Lieutenant Key just said and a couple of women just said, it's not a shortage. They don't believe it's a shortage. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes women got certain expectations and you know, certain things that they want that they can't even offer themselves. And I think that's kind of unfair. Just like now, that's just like a nigga that goddamn it, your ass ain't goddamn shape. You need to goddamn get your ass in the gym, nigga. Don't be going around here trying to find the goddamn child at the stripper bitches with the beautiful bodies and shit, nigga. And you goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? You're 2 chicken nuggets away from goddamn fat. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get your motherfucking self together.
That's how I go down, man. But nigga, look, we're going to get into this song. One time for my cousin, Dale calling all the way in from motherfucking Seattle. That motherfucking 425. We appreciate that, partner. Blair, right. Let's get to a song or something.
I'm going
to
go ahead and play a song. I'm playing all relationship shit tonight. We on some relationship shit. This is one of my most motherfucking popular songs. Every female I know that love it. It's featuring Misbehaving. You know what I'm saying? It's called You Don't Come Around No More.
Oh, yeah, I love that record.
You understand what I'm saying? Yo, don't go nowhere, ladies. You understand what I'm saying? I'm coming back after this song. We coming right back because I got a lot of hands raised. But you know I got to play this music. You understand? This is the platform for independent artists, all right?
Indeed.
This is You Don't Come Around No More. Holla at me. Yo, if you like the song or whatever, man, we chime in and say, yo, I'm fucking with that song. If you ain't never heard it, I know a lot of y'all have it. You understand
hey,
what I'm saying?
Six, keep your head up, nigga. We see you, baby.
All right. That's one of my most popular songs, you understand? That's You Don't Come Around No More. That's me. That's the Kid Blizzard. You understand? Featuring Misbehaving.
Yes, sir.
You understand
what
I'm saying? Hot record. Lines are blowing the fuck up.
Up.
A lot of females probably are angry, are mad, or disagreeing with some of my callers. But we will get to everybody. I got six people with their hands raised, and we're going to start at the top of the list. Okay?
Shit, I get it, baby.
You dig? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I see one of my officers on the line. All right? Keisha, hold on. I'm coming to you. All right? Don't hang up. You understand what I'm saying? Candy, I see you on the line. I'm coming to you. All right? Hold on. Okay? So, once again, the topic of the day is there a shortage of black men out here? Or are women being too picky? We've had difference of opinion. You know what I'm saying? One woman just got on the phone, Colonel Key, one of my officers from Facebook. She said there ain't
Jeez.
No shortage. Shit, she having a hard time picking and choosing her, nigga. She got so many of them motherfuckers.
She got them on deck, ladies. You might need to call her.
Hey.
If you want a motherfucking good man, she got some motherfucking manage.
Maybe she got maybe something she know that you don't motherfucking
She's
know.
She's selling good niggas around that motherfucker.
Maybe she got her shit together and you don't. We
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what the issue is with you women who can't find a good man.
Yeah, that's
and like my
is.
Man P. Red stated earlier, if you keep breaking up with niggas for the same shit, it might be you. All right?
It is you. Ain't no Mike. It's you.
It's you?
It's her.
It's her?
Yeah.
Damn. Maybe
it's
she just...
Ain't no Mike.
Maybe it's the niggas she picking. Oh, one other thing, ladies. If everything you are, if every time you always fuck with a nigga, all you want to pick is the dope boys with the 26s, and every time you have to break up with a nigga, get another hoe pregnant, might want to reevaluate that. All right? Might want to just goddamn think about consider maybe fucking with a goddamn corporate nigga. I don't know. Maybe that's just what dope boys do. Have you ever thought about that?
It's tools to the game, man. Real.
They hustlers.
Stupid
what they
pain.
Do, nigga. They out
stupid
here.
Pain.
They in the streets.
Big money. Music in their cars.
Stop meeting dope boys and getting wild by the money they spend in the rims. A nigga mad when a nigga cheat with your dumb ass.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's 26 is enough.
Goddamn, man. Going to the motherfucking lines. 404-664.
Caller, you on now.
What's up, cuz?
What's going on? Who's this?
Honey.
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's going on?
What's going on? I haven't been able to listen all week.
Oh, man. I appreciate you. You listening now. You heard what we're talking about?
That's nice.
I heard what you're talking about.
All right. So what you think about it? Hey, cuz. You know, we had another cousin, she my cousin on my mama's side. You my cousin on my daddy's side. Damn it. But both of my cousins been calling, and I appreciate their family love. One time for the family love. Yeah. One time for family love and support. You got a little of that.
What's
so
happening,
cuz? What you think about what we're talking about? Is it a shortage of good men out here, or are these women just being a little too picky?
Hell, you got to be picky now. You can't just settle for no any old thing.
Right.
You got to figure out what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate. I mean, shit, there is no perfect man. There is no perfect woman. So,
right.
I mean, the women that are looking for perfect men, they are being picky. Because, shit, you got to determine, okay, am I going to be able to pull up with him cheating, or am I going to be able to put up with him not picking his damn socks up off the floor? You know, they can't have their cake and eat it, too. So, I mean,
right.
You just have to decide what you're going to be able to tolerate and what you're not going to be able to tolerate. I mean, if he's doing some shit that you just absolutely cannot deal with, then that's not the man for you.
Right, but it don't mean there ain't no man out there, right?
Right, because what one woman might deal with, another woman may not. So you just have to
figure
out what you're willing to put up with and what you're not willing to put up with.
Exactly. But I don't know, a lot of women, but you always hear, oh, it ain't no good men out here, no good black men out here. I keep hearing that all the time, but hell, I'm listening to a lot of females that beg to differ. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it's what you, I mean, you got to compromise. And I ain't saying, and I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you heard it, I said, don't lower your standards. Do not lower your standards. If you got a certain thing that you just know you can't fucking live without, to every man you meet, they need to meet that standard. You feel me? Because if
yeah.
you know damn well you can't live with that shit, if you know that, goddamn it, you can't change that standard. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean, I think that women just, they have so many standards, there's so much shit that they want. And then half of them, like one person broke up, half of them don't even meet that standard they self. They want a nigga with no
those
kids, with a house, a job.
What the hell they want? They just
right.
know they want a man.
Right. I mean, they want a nigga with a house, a job, a car, no kids. But, bitch, do you have that? Is you living with your mama? You got your own car, a job? You know, you got your
but
own
But she got three kids.
Right.
But she don't want you to have no kids.
Right.
The only way she's going to find a damn man without any kids, she's going to have to go to middle school.
And then her ass don't catch a charge. And if my old mama said some good men still left in the world, then damn it, there must be some good men left in the world. Because what does she know? She hadn't dated in 30 years.
That's right. No, you know what she know? She know life. She know game. She been around long enough to know that all these complaining these little young girls doing, these motherfuckers just spoil. And they want too much. And they expectations too high. That's what she know. She know life. She know people. You understand what I'm saying? You need to learn from your elders, people. Learn from your elders. Cuz, I appreciate you calling in. We got to go to the next caller. My lines is on full, all right?
All right. I'm going to stay online.
Stay online. I appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? Caller, you on the air. K100. Get at me.
Give me Peaches.
Miss Peaches. Return caller. What's up, baby?
Talk on the table.
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, what's going on? You here wilding out tonight now. What you got to say about it?
Yeah, y'all wilding out. Oh, I got my home girl on the phone with me tonight.
Okay.
I got my homegirl on the phone with me. I had to, you know, bring her on in on this. But, you know what? I ain't even going to bash on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Bitches need to motherfucking realize what the fuck they shit is. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gay. If your shit ain't right and you know it ain't right, don't look for no nigga to come save your ass up out that shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Don't nobody
right.
want that. That, yeah, like you don't want no broke ass nigga. Hell, he don't want no broke bitch.
Right.
And, you know, everybody just in the same thing, so that's, you know.
And
that's
I want to.
This is a little old girl. She got something else to say.
I want to comment on that girl when she's talking about when she got all them men that she got to choose from. I want to know where that bitch live, because if she got so many motherfucking to choose, then why that bitch ain't got chosen? Because ain't nobody want to be out here motherfucking alone. That's one. And then two is like, I ain't broke. I mean, I said I got my own shit. I got my own car. I work. I got a child. So if I meet a motherfucking nigga, and if I might need a little bit of financial help, shit, you know, I ain't trying to find no nigga that make the same thing I made. I want a nigga to make a little bit more. So when he can't do at home, I might can do, and then he can help me fucking financially. Shit, it's about goddamn being a team player. It's 2010, fuck that. I ain't looking for no broke-ass half nigga, and shit, that's all there to it.
All right, but you just came into the situation. What's your name again, Charlotte? I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Platinum.
Motherfucker, that ain't your name. You fucking name.
That's your mama name. I'm not fucking Platinum. You hear that?
What the fuck, mama?
Hey, Platinum, aka Bleak Lady.
Look, all right, Platinum. I guess you got some Platinum pussy. Which means you shouldn't be goddamn alone.
Up. That's why my name Platinum, nigga, because everything I touch would run Platinum.
Damn. Okay, right. Platinum. Well, check this out, Platinum. You just said a minute ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, look, when they come in there, you know what I'm saying? If you need a little bit of financial help, shit, I mean, you are off the rip, it sounds like, goddamn it, you need some shit ASAP.
Oh, I don't need that ASAP, baby. I don't need that ASAP, but if you don't goddamn self for me, then you're correct. But really, the niggas that's out here, first of all, I know some good niggas, too. I might not want their ass because whatever they might bring to the table, I might not want. But half of them, they don't want no goddamn. These niggas out here, y'all don't want to be in no motherfucking committed relationship. All you got to do is say, cuh, the motherfuckers will start running.
I don't know about that. Cause if you,
yo, I say, hold on.
To get me off the phone.
Hold on. We'll keep it 100. All right, Rookie, she ambushes with Platinum. She ambushes. It's all good. Listen, we'll keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Niggas do got commitment issues. Niggas got commitment issues. You understand? I'm a dude. I got commitment issues. You understand what I'm saying? Because you trying to goddamn tell a man, we already talked about this on another episode. Go back and check the archive, everybody listening. You know what I'm saying? We already talked about how hard it is for a man to fuck one woman. You understand? By nature, and we had this discussion, and Peaches already know, I feel like by nature,
a nigga want a man. The topic is, then is it a short as a good man? That right there, you just answered the damn question. Y'all can't even goddamn deal with one woman. So what the fuck? Uh-huh. So we supposed to sit back and say, all right, well, you can go out and fuck and bring me a goddamn disease, and then it's supposed to be all good? Hell fucking no.
Hold on. First off, niggas that youngest don't fuck hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Niggas over here don't fuck hot dog, man.
But look, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you should be with and let a nigga cheat on you. You understand what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just brung up, man, niggas out here, they just want to go around. If you try, they can't be in a committed relationship and all that. I understand. I'm just acknowledging the fact that is one issue that, as a man, I can't say a lot of men got a real problem just committing to one woman. I give y'all that. I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? But it mm-hmm. is enough, I think, it is enough dudes out here that can.
No, that will commit. That will commit.
I think it's enough of them out here that can. I think that these goddamn women, they don't want to be with them niggas because they ain't driving the hottest car. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't got
it is some simple-minded ass females out there. But at the same time, a lot of these simple-ass niggas, that's what they act like. They want to bring it to the table. Like, they want to show off this, and I got this, and I want to talk big dog and all that. But then when you got them start fucking with them, they ain't got shit.
Yeah, but you gotta know the real from the fake, Platinum. You know what I'm saying? With a name like that, you got to know. Real from the motherfucking fake. You know what I'm saying? if a nigga flossing like that, you should have had to tell off the motherfucking rip. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You talk with a nigga 2-3 times, you're going to motherfucking
know. Some of these niggas in Atlanta can keep up with their flossing shit. I said, damn, y'all ain't tired. Okay. Yeah, good. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Y'all been trying to put up this parade for a long time. I know your ass is tired of this.
Hey, you know, let me give y'all nigga one motherfucking thing, man. Y'all nigga quit faking it until you motherfucking make it, man, and just get your motherfucking fun, man.
Okay.
What's up, nigga?
Hold on. No, there you go, bro. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Platinum. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, Miss Peaches. Y'all stay on the line, though.
Peaches,
y'all
don't worry, call back to the telephone.
Hold on. We'll come back. I got one of my repeat callers. I see Candy got her hand raised. Candy.
Candy.
One time for Candy.
Up.
Every time. Once again, I need for you to go back and check episode 4 and understand why we giving Candy the props.
Candy,
even if she about to say some bullshit. Go ahead, Candy.
I'm really not about to say some bullshit, but I just wanted to say what's up to y'all. I didn't even have a comment today. I'm just listening.
You ain't got no comment?
Hey, hold on.
Say what's up to Miss Peaches.
Hey, Candace, you gotta comment tonight.
You gotta comment. Don't stop tonight. This shit must be personal.
Hey, get that 40.
Don't goddamn, hey.
Hey, Candace, duck now.
I cock that motherfucker right
now. Hey, Candace, you better give him some.
Don't make me use it, Shawty. Don't make me use it.
You better check a nigga rap sheet around this bitch.
You ain't got anything to say?
I really don't have anything to say tonight.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say, you're going to have to shoot me tonight, but I just wanted to say what's up there. No, we ain't
going to shoot you.
I'm
online.
I'm here with y'all, you know what I'm saying?
All right, it's all good. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing you don't want to. It's all good. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey,
all right, we finna get Candy off the line. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got a whole bunch of calls, man. If you feel strongly about what we're talking about, I need for you to press the number one real quick. I got damn near 20 callers lined up in the top. You understand what I'm saying? But I need for you to press the number one on your pad real quick. So let me know, all right, that you want to holler at me, okay? Just hit the number one real quick and then your hand raised. All right, there they go. Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
850.
Keisha.
This is Keisha
on
the line. What's going on, Keisha? What you got to say?
Nothing much. I'm chilling, trying to comb this baby's hair right now. But I'm thinking that there's probably not what was the topic again? Tell me again.
We talking about is it enough niggas out here or is goddamn it females being picky? Which one is it? Is it a shortage of men
enough?
Or females being picky?
No, ain't no shortage of men. There's just
right.
a shortage of men that don't want to do nothing but smash. Or there's a surplus of men that don't want to do nothing but smash. That's what the problem is. I mean, you meet them, you hang with them, they take you out or whatever, might spend a couple dollars on you, and all they think they're going to get in return is the smash. I mean, seriously, talk to me. Sit down, learn about my life. You see what I'm saying? That's all I want to do.
So then you basically just
trying to hop in the bed.
So basically, you agree with the fact that it's a shortage of men that don't want to be in committed relationships. It's plenty of men, but not enough men that want to be in relationships.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's the main question. So you go with that assumption. Ladies, everybody else listening, we talking about.
No, listen to me now. It's not about being picky, though. I didn't say anything about being picky.
What you mean then?
I'm not being picky because, I mean, I'll date them all, white, black, purple, green, or brown. It's about
right.
what you want to do, what you want out of the relationship. If I'm talking to you, I'm not only talking to you because I just want to hit. I'm talking to you because I want to know about you.
Okay.
And that's what the problem is. Don't nobody want to get to know the other person.
Right.
Know
right.
one another. That's what I'm saying. Learn to be friends with somebody. Don't just smash every time you see somebody.
Yeah, take your time.
Keisha, you is gonna have to smash before the man commit. You know that,
well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, understandable. I'm not against it.
Get him up.
All right. Oh, you ain't against it. Okay.
I'm not against it. I mean, it's gonna happen, but it don't have to happen as soon as I meet you.
Yeah, I understand that, you know what I'm saying, we understand, you know, you grown woman, this ain't college, you understand, but you know you're going to have to goddamn, a nigga going to have to test drive that car before he goddamn buy it, you already
right,
know.
Right, because I'm going to have to test drive it too, I don't
want to
run up on no 2-inch one, no 2-inch.
Oh, where was you at last night?
Well, last night, I'm going to have to test drive it too.
Hey, where was you at last night? What
time? I was there last night, yes, I'm going to have to test drive it.
Okay, all right. Once again, last night. All right, Keisha, hang on. Well, don't hang up.
Right.
I'm going to keep you on the air. Once again, last night. That's a little throwback from last night. One of the girls put up here and said, God damn it. She don't care if a nigga got a 2-inch dick. It don't even matter.
She was lying. She was flexing.
She was lying.
We called out.
One of my other motherfucking, all the rest of the ladies, like, kill that bitch. That bitch lying. I understand what I'm saying? But that's where that came from right there.
We had to call out because we know. You know what I'm saying? Just like I tell, man, it's big dick, big balls around this motherfucker over here at Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? Beat the skeet up about you, give a fuck what you're talking about.
Hold on, I got another officer on the line. I got a fellow on the line. Luke, hey, General.
What's up, man?
What's going on, homie?
I ain't know, man. I hear goddamn trying to maintain, keep my head above water. You know how
hey.
It is.
Do you hear all this shit?
Nigga float?
Do you hear all this shit out here, man? Do you hear these females, man? Do you hear them?
I hear them out there, man. My thing is with it. It's plenty of niggas out there. As far as for the female, you got to know how to push that nigga. You know, every black man, not even black man, every man, powerful man, behind him is a more powerful woman. You know, you look at Dr. King, our president, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, a woman has to, you know, when she meet that nigga, we going to have a lot of immature.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you meet a nigga, of course we're going to have a lot of immaturity. But you as a woman, are you able to goddamn push us through that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a nigga might cheat or he might do this or might do that, but can you goddamn overlook, can you look past the outer and look and see if that nigga really is about something? And if you meeting a whole lot of niggas that just want to smash and this and that, you need to look in the mirror, evaluate yourself, see where you meet these niggas and what you're doing to attract these same type of niggas.
What she wearing?
Okay. All right. So hold on, because now I'm gonna have a whole bunch of women's hands raised when I say this. You saying that a nigga might cheat, a nigga might be immature, but she need to stick with that nigga any motherfucking way. That what you saying, Drew?
To a certain extent. Now, if the nigga just a dog, and you ain't gonna goddamn take it, then you ain't gonna take it. But I know some women that say, you know, my man cheated, I stayed with him or what have you, because his values, his positives outweighed his negatives. I mean,
right.
It's bitches out here that goddamn, you know, you have to get a brawl. She's not going to be everything you want. Okay, you're going to have
right.
to deal with some things and put some things behind you if you want to be with somebody. Because
right.
it was only one with that perfect person that they're looking for. He didn't die on the cross for us already. Sorry, ladies, but he gone.
Yeah, right,
okay,
right,
so
right.
You ain't going to get that.
Right,
so
right.
you got to work what you got.
Okay, I understand you, brother. Right, the general has spoken.
Yes,
one
sir.
Of the officers in the K-100 Army. He said, ladies, basically, they're being too picky.
Pretty much.
Let me sum up what the fuck he just said. Motherfucker, you're being too goddamn picky. A nigga ain't perfect. Even if a nigga might cheat, you know, every blue moon or something, he might slip. You understand? As a woman, you're supposed to be there, have his back 100, you know what I'm saying? Stand in this motherfucking corner, stand up, goddammit.
Hold on, bro.
But what?
First,
what? That's what the general just said.
I'm saying. Okay, I'm a salute you, partner. I'm
right.
a salute you right there, even though you can't see my solution. But you know what?
What?
It's a lot of women motherfucking cheat too, though, bro.
Well, we already know that.
You know what I'm saying?
We can have a whole other show about who cheat more, women or goddamn men.
No, we ain't got to do that. I'm just saying. But they saying, you know, men cheating, we need to deal with that. How about all the motherfucking niggas that stayed with the motherfucking women that don't gave that pussy up to another nigga and still motherfucking kept it motherfucking 100?
That's true.
I did. That's wrong.
I couldn't do it, though. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, hell no. I know I couldn't.
Oh, don't do that.
Bitch,
do that.
You did what?
Hey.
That's what the fuck I'm doing with that bitch. Fuck that.
Hey, man. y'all in hell right there. I cannot keep up right there. But I still salute your partner. I appreciate it.
All
right.
You. Look, oh, I see somebody else got their hand raised. 9 by 5, we coming to you. We coming back to you, Lieutenant, Colonel Key. We coming back to you, Freckles. Don't go nowhere. All right? Let me see. Hold on. This Shay right here. Colonel Shay, what's going on, baby?
What's up?
What's happening,
I'm
man? What you got to
say? Live tonight.
Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to the other colonels. You know, the ladies are keeping it live tonight. Colonel Key and Colonel Keisha.
Right.
Yeah. When you get down here, let me give you this shout out right quick. We're gonna have to give an in service to these ladies that don't know nothing about the importance of variety and quality. Yeah, I just want to say that right quick.
Okay.
To General Zai, this is the first time in a long time I didn't have to agree with General Zai on something. You know that. Yeah, he got a bit. Me and him usually butt heads on the page in a friendly way, but yeah, General Zai keeping it real tonight though. But because you know you got to check yourself. You do got to look in the mirror. If you going out to the club dressed like a hoe, guess what? That's the kind of guys you're gonna attract. The ones
exactly.
And that's how they're gonna treat you like you're a hoe.
Well, you know, we do like to see a little bit of ass, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
I mean,
I like to show a little bit, but you can't show
like
the ass, the titties, and everything all at once. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to leave.
You get naked,
sure.
Okay.
You got to leave a little bit to the imagination. So you know. Go ahead. My bad.
So are you with the assessment that there is plenty of good men out here? These motherfuckers just don't know where to find them, or are you saying
where you looking. It's where you looking. What kind of man are you looking for? And two, what kind of woman are you? If you got this long list of qualifications, you need to start with yourself and start checking them off and see if you meet those qualifications.
Exactly.
The kind of man you looking for may not be looking for the kind of woman that you are.
Right. That's the number one point of the evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Pay attention.
One more time.
Pay a fucking attention. The moral of the motherfucking story tonight is don't be goddamn trying to put all of these goddamn requirements on what kind of man you want if you don't even meet those standards yourself. I.e., if you want a man with no kids, his own car, his own crib, good money, good credit, attractive, bitch, start the list off with yourself. Look in the mirror yourself.
And we can run it.
Start checking this shit off. You understand what I'm saying? Everything you asking for. You want a nigga with some good dick, bitch? Do you got some good pussy? Are you want a freaky ass nigga that's gonna lick your cat for 3 hours, bitch? Do you suck dick for 2 hours? You understand what I'm saying?
Jaws are
start at the fucking top of your list for the nigga, bitch, and goddamn it, make one for yourself and start. And if you get to motherfucking one through goddamn 4 or 5, and you don't, and it's one of them missing that you don't even got yourself,
and you got an X by it.
Hold on, bitch.
40.
Bitch.
One more.
Kill your fucking self. Bitch, quit out there being picky if you ain't on point. That's to all the motherfucking ladies, like Lieutenant Key, and obviously, you know, I mean Colonel Key and Shay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they got their shit together. Maybe they got their own
shit.
We've
been saying it all night, ladies.
Don't lower your standards.
Don't
lower your standards. You understand? But she said she got her own shit. She got her own money, whatever, and goddamn it, she got plenty of niggas. So what the fuck?
I
don't know, man.
Hey,
see,
last night what we said.
It's something wrong because then you had what was it, platinum? I guess you got some platinum pussy.
No, that's gold, nigga. Quit.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me say something about that.
That's gold. Matter of fact, that might be silver, nigga.
Let me say something about
what
that.
What you talking about?
She gonna raise her hand.
I don't give a fuck. Start silver, call back. Peaches, you turn the silver back on the line. That's what you motherfucking do.
But no, for real though, man. I just feel like, you know, it's not as I don't think it's a shortage of good black men. I think women are looking in the wrong place, and the requirements that they have, oftentimes, they don't even meet themselves. Now, that's my real honest opinion. Now, what would you finna say, Shay?
I was just going to say that about your caller on this platinum that called in. You know, in reference to Colonel Key's statement about the variety of men, when you have it like that, you can be choosy. You don't settle for the first thing that comes your way because you're not going to take a chance on something like that. So, yeah,
right.
If you can be choosy, then you're going to be choosy. It's not a matter about, you know, why you not already got something like that. you want to make sure you got the right thing. Because if you got the right thing, you want to get with the right thing. That's all I had to say.
Right. Exactly. We understand that totally. You understand what I'm
what
saying?
What you fishing with, ladies?
Right. All right. You understand? We understand that. We understand that totally. You feel me? Hold on, General Pope. What you had to say? You had to say something back, General?
Yeah, man. I ain't even catch a statement about the whole stable. Here's my thing. If you got a stable of what have you, and you still can't, I ain't gonna say can't, but ain't found the right nigga. You got some badass niggas in your stable.
Right.
You know what's the point of having a stable if you got 10 in the stable, but 10 ain't worth shit.
Right.
Give me one decent one, and just like the old saying, fuck a dime, give me a cool 7, and I'll run with it.
Right. I fuck with
you
on
that.
I fuck with you on that.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, no. You can't, if you got a stable, you're doing something wrong.
Right. All right. I feel you. Hold on. I got three more people that just raised their hand back up. Hold on, General. Don't stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. 44955.
I know. I heard Reggie Love too, man.
Right. hey, Call you on now. 955.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that.
Hey, Carla. Call you on now. No. Carla.
Yes, you did.
God, she did. Yes, you got them. You pressed one, Carla. Fuck. Fucking up my show. Hello? Miss Peaches.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Maybe I don't want to defend herself. It's how you say, hold on, goddammit. This is my motherfucking guest on this motherfucking app.
Hey, pieces, hold on. I want to get something clear, because I think everybody, what I said, evidently y'all didn't understand.
Go ahead. I understand that there's a, you can have a variety of men, whatever. Personally, I don't have a list. I don't have a list that I choose from where I go out and look at or whatever. I just don't want no nigga to step to me with no motherfucking bullshit. Don't step to me and ask me, well, I want to see you later on and think you finna come to my motherfucking house. Because for one, I'm a motherfucking lady, and I want to be treated like a motherfucking lady. That's all I'm goddamn saying. And if you want to, and the question is there a shortage of men, or is there women out here that just being too picky? Well, first of all, we have to be picky because these motherfuckers out here ain't bringing what they say they gonna bring. Two, yeah, I feel like it is a shortage of men, because if they ain't fucking gay, they in jail, they sell dope, and like I said, half of them don't want to motherfucking commit. That's what I said. Now, there's some niggas out there, and they may be good, you know what I'm saying, but are they willing to do what they say they gonna do and be what they gonna be? That's what I'm saying.
All right. Now, I had to go back to you to let you defend yourself, because people were taking a couple of shots at you. You understand what I'm saying? So, goddamn it, y'all just heard.
Yeah, can't know how to get chomped off now. She wants to get chomped off.
Hey,
I heard what y'all said about they got him gold and silver and all this shit. Nah, baby, it's fucking platinum. I take the big shit. I don't want no 2-inch motherfucking dick. I can suck it for 2 hours while you eat me out for 2 hours. You bring it, and I'm going to bring it too, boo. If you want a goddamn sandwich after we fuck with, I give you that. I go out there and get you a goddamn ice cream. What you hungry? You got some muffins? You can do it. We can run it, because I feel like, yeah, I'm a good-ass one, but I refuse to deal with motherfucking bullshit that niggas bring. And just like that nigga said about motherfucking cheating, if a woman cheat, if I'm in a relationship and my man cheat, it ain't going to be not one day that I think that he's cheating. That's the only way I stay with him, because I don't been there, done it. I'd be damn if I'm going to stay with a nigga that's out there fucking cheating on me, especially if I ain't fucking cheating. If I'm cheating, he cheating, okay, we can run it. But if I ain't cheating, then all right. I better not even expect that nigga cheating. I'm going to be happy every single goddamn minute of the day.
Well, go ahead on, little mama.
All right.
Cool
snaps
up. All right. Well, hold on. We're going out there. Well, look. Okay, we let Platinum come back and defend herself. God damn it.
What's she fishing with? What's she fishing with? What's she fishing with?
I don't know.
Okay, then. I'm just saying. She redeemed herself. I give her credit. Hey, matter of fact, let her get on the hand clap.
Give her
the
hand clap. I'll give her some hand clap. All right. Because one thing she did say I agree with.
What?
She said she can suck dick for 2 hours. And you
that's why you're getting them hand claps.
Yeah, because you don't miss a motherfucker for the fucking stuff, nigga. You know, I like to see that. You know what I'm saying? I like to see that shit. But go ahead, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your motherfucking thing. If you meet a chick named Platinum, please don't come with the motherfucking bullshit. Please. It costs more
she
to deserve, flex.
Look, she deserved to have them claps for sucking dick for 2 hours.
Yeah. She can suck a dick for 2 hours.
She wrong. That's a wrong motherfucker.
Yeah, she bad to the motherfucker.
563, get at me. Come on.
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
Man, it's V. You got me on punishment or something, man. I'm
no,
like,
V. V, man, my lines. Hold on, V. My lines are super full. I got Colonel Key. She raised her hand and everything. I got to get back to her. What you got to say about
it? You know what? You know what, though? I'm glad about that, though. I'll hold on if you got, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
Go ahead. Tell me what you got. What you got?
I mean, you got the DL brothers. You got the brothers don't want to acknowledge that they DL. You got the straight gay brothers. You got the brothers in dang prison. You got the preschool brothers. They ain't ready yet. They still in damn diapers. So, yeah, I think it is somewhat of a shortage. And then the brothers who got something, they know they banging. So a lot of them got a damn big head. They like, shit, I got it. I can get any woman I want. So they don't want to settle. You know what I'm saying? And then on the pinkies part, yeah, you got to have some kind of pickiness. I mean, I like pretty teeth. But my baby daddy got some jacked up teeth. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of think a little. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. You know, they ain't jacked up like, look, he ain't got like no broken fence post or nothing. He got some teeth. Hey, he got a few extra ones in there that he could pull out. It ain't that bad.
Okay, little shock mouth. Okay, I got this. All right.
Yeah. Absolute. Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I done dated some guys that okay, you know what, that might, I like tall brothers, but I done dated some guys my height. It's what's up in their head. It's what they talking about. It's their, like you say, their potential. It's not the ones that have potential and ain't trying to use it, but it's the ones who know they got potential. They trying to be somebody. They trying to do better. I can work with that. You know, I done dated guys that, they got, you know, a little piece of car or whatever, but they trying to do better. Because in the end, I can't sit down on no car. You know what I'm saying? You might have a whole lot of money, but I ain't about to roll up none and stick it up in my stuff. I'm just not going to do that. I need a man. So, first of all, if you a man and you straight and you trying to be something, then we can work with that. Those are my three requirements. Are you straight? Are you trying to do something with your life? You know what I'm saying? And are you going to be real? That's what I'm working with. We can, all the other stuff come later. First, are you a straight man?
Right. Okay.
You
know what? Why the fuck all the goddamn Atlanta women got the big question, is the nigga gay or not? Boy, this motherfucking shit must be hell right here.
Hey, you know what?
You
man.
Look,
I listen too much to that FM motherfucking radio, and every nigga in the A is not motherfucking gay. Please,
no,
please.
Listen, no. Every brother in the A ain't gay. But statistically, the A is a freaking hub for the gay men. That's just what it is. It ain't San Francisco no more. It's the ATL, and it just is what it is. So I don't want no gay dick up in my pussy. I don't want no DL nigga up in my pussy. Yeah, motherfucker, are you straight? That's all.
Okay, I got one question for you.
Are you straight?
Are you straight? Fuck, nigga.
Are you straight? I don't want. I ain't talking about, is your dick straight? I take a curved dick. I take a, you know, a one a little bit shorter than maybe 7. But, nigga, are you straight? I ain't trying to AIDS fucking genital warts and herpes and all that shit. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Only thing I can tell you about that.
Are you straight?
Only thing I can tell you about that, because it been a lot of motherfucking women getting tricked. I agree with you on that. It been a lot of motherfucking women getting tricked. But all I tell motherfuckers all the time, man, keep that shit on your motherfucking dick, man. You know what I'm saying? The only way you know when you get in a relationship, y'all take that motherfucking test together, then you motherfucking, you know, it is what it is.
That's why I ain't jumping and test driving. I mean, that's just me.
I know ladies say they got a test drive and all that stuff. I'm right now, and Blue already know. We done been on FB. I've been celibate for 4 years.
Damn!
So y'all get 4 years.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. Now, wait a minute. V, you ain't had no dick in 4 years?
I don't want no dick. If I want a dick, I can get dick. I got people slinging dick at me left and right. I don't want none.
How many of you motherfucking women out there can say that with your bad asses?
I got folks slinging, want to stick a dick up in me real bad. And hell, I might want one, but no, no, thank you.
Hold on. All right, hey, V, stay on the line. Now, of course, I had to tell her to pump her motherfucking brakes behind that bullshit right there.
Four years
without no fucking. V, I love you, baby. Veronica McFucking there. Get laid, please. Get laid. That's all I'm saying. 4 years, you're a little overdoing it, baby. It's a little too much. You're overdoing it.
Hey, Veronica,
I see your ass to raise, but wait a minute, V.
V, you got that new pussy right now.
V, 4 years.
That new pussy right now.
4 years is a long fucking time, nigga.
Hey, bro, we got to get into a record or something, man.
Damn, man, we do, man. Shit, man. Hold on. All right, hold on. Hold on. I got to get back. I see, Colonel Key, you got your hand raised?
Yes,
go ahead real quick. Yo.
Yo now.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Colonel. What you got to say?
Man, look, to Miss Peach's chick, I live in A. Yes, I got plenty of niggas on deck. And I can wait long as I want, choose whoever I want, whenever
right.
I feel like it. So,
well,
you know, it ain't even about, you know what I'm saying? I done did the whole, you know, so I've been married. So, I ain't in no hurry. Anyway, aside from all that nonsense, all these females, like Colonel Shea said, bitch, don't hate because you can't meet what I meet. I'm me, you know what I'm saying? When I go out, I carry myself in a particular fashion, so I attract certain type of men. And I can know at least 4, 5, 6 of them with no kids. All that, so much you got to go to elementary school. No, you don't.
Right.
So, you know.
It's all about,
you know,
the circle. It's all about where you hang at, what circle of people you fuck with,
and how much you got.
Too,
is I don't even, like when you were talking about if you go to the club, and I don't really go to the club to talk to dudes. Most times, if I go to the club, it's just for fun. I meet niggas anywhere and everywhere, grocery store, gas station, whatever. And I don't have to show out, you know what I'm saying? My ass going to show. You already know that my shit, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, you're so, you can't have it. You need to show your ass, though. You got a juicy ass. She got a juicy ass.
Mine don't show. All 45 ass, but this shit don't show. So, you know,
she got that. Wobbly, drop it like a...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we hear what you're saying. All right, Colonel. All right, so we heard the Colonel say, you understand what I'm saying? Hold on, we got, like, people raising hands like crazy, man. Hold on, 205, have we went to them? 205,
get out of here now. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the girl that was waiting 4 years to have sex.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck up with that?
Okay, she is probably celibate, which is fine. I don't feel like there's nothing wrong if she wants to wait. Y'all shooting her with a gun. Y'all keeping it real about everything else. But what's wrong with her wanting to be abstinent? What's wrong with that?
Hold on, goddammit. 4 years with no fucking... We gonna bust your ass on the motherfucking show, goddamn it. Because one thing about sex, regardless of what you want to say about it, yeah, you can get diseases and blah, 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 so you need to be careful, whatever. But I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Don't nothing no motherfucking earth dick except having a whole bunch of money feel better, goddamn it. Period, point, motherfucking blank. You understand what I'm saying?
You entitled to your own opinion.
Everybody need to get their fuck on every now and again. 4 years is a long motherfucking time. And I respect her. Don't get me wrong, baby. That's my motherfucking homegirl. You understand what I'm saying? We go way back. You understand? I respect her. Now, I know I can do it unless I goddamn was behind them four walls. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only way I'm going to do it. You feel me? You understand?
Okay.
But
I see.
Respect
That's
her.
All I wanted to say.
And I get that. Hold on. What's your name?
Renee.
What's up, Renee? Well, first of all, one time for Renee, because I don't think you ever called the show. You understand what I'm saying? So, one time for our
No, I never call.
Right. One time for our first time caller, Renee, and I really appreciate you calling. I hope that this dialogue make you want to call back. You understand what I'm saying? Because we keep it 100, we keep it crunk. You may not agree with our opinion, but goddamn it, we're going to say how we feel, and goddamn, we're going to keep it 100 from the way I view it. Now, like I said, my homegirl, Veronica, she went 4 years without goddamn having sex, and that's a big ups to her. I get why she didn't, because she's just waiting on the right thing or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But damn, 4 years?
Well, I'm in the same boat as her, so I give her kudos for that.
You went 4 years too?
Yes.
Damn it, Renee. I just met you. You made me kill you on the air.
Hey. I don't mind being killed on the air, honey. I stand strong in my own, so you can shoot me a couple more times, but I'm still going to stand strong and be happy about the decision I made, just like you just happy about the decision you made to get laid every month. So do you, boo, and I'm going to do me. How about that?
I feel you, baby. I ain't mad at you now. I got all the love in the world for you. I appreciate your support. Actually, I wish I could. When you ready, you know, just call this number back. I'm bullshitting. I'm laughing. This is the show. We got to make people laugh and keep them interested. You understand? But for real, though, Renee and Veronica, big ups to y'all, you feel me, for abstaining and waiting. That's an admirable feat, you know what I'm saying, that most people can't do. Most of the motherfucking females on this goddamn show can't motherfucking do. You understand what I'm saying? Period, point, motherfucking blank. So big ups to y'all for doing that. I ain't even mad at y'all. All right, Renee?
Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
When a nigga do get that motherfucking pussy, oh, my, that motherfucker gonna be ready. He gonna be happy.
And please believe, when that time does come, I'm gonna show him how it go as well.
Well, that's what's up, baby. Appreciate that. Like I said, call this number back.
She might hurt that. I heard it.
Call us back, Renee.
Yeah.
And Veronica, whenever y'all ready.
Yeah.
Whenever y'all just feel like, fuck it, call us back.
Yeah.
Candy said, Candy raised her hand. Candy.
Candy.
What's up, Kenny? Kenny.
Yo, hell.
Yeah, what's up?
What's
I'm
up?
On there. Hello? What's
yeah,
up?
Go ahead.
I just want to give a shout out to Miss Platinum for sucking dick for 2 hours. I love it. I thought I was the only bitch that did that. Damn.
Hey, I ain't mad at
her. Give her a shout out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, because you was the only one until you got that new caller, but yeah, we like that.
Right.
Right.
Right. This is a very stark difference. Hold on. The general raised, as soon as I said Candy, the general raised his hand. General.
For y'all tripping, boy, you know I love Mr. Goddamn Candy.
Hey, but
real quick, I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to get back into work, man. As far as the shortest men, there's no way possible because it's millions. And if here's my thing, women, if it's like not having a job. If you unemployed, but yet you at the house chilling all day, talking about, oh, well, I can't get no job, bitch, it ain't going to come to your front door. All right, bitches, if you ain't approaching niggas, then stop saying with that shorty shit. You might have missed your husband 3-4 times because you're sitting there with your nose stuck up, think you're fine and shit, and can't approach no nigga. If you like a nigga, want to talk to him, step up to the nigga because you only got so many chances, all
right? Right, exactly. What's wrong with women hollering at niggas every now and again? You see a nigga, you think he cool, y'all have a good conversation. God damn it, make the first move. It's 2010. Hell, shacking up the new marriage. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Get out of nigga. What's wrong with that?
When they call in, man, make sure you ask them first, do you approach nigga? And if they don't, then say, hey, that's why you ain't got no nigga, because you didn't miss them 4-5 times.
Exactly. What you think about that, Candy? You still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. But I don't have nothing to say about it because I don't have no problem in that area. I just don't have nothing to say about it. I just
about
have niggas around all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
All right. Well, she ain't got
love, Candy. One love.
What's up? She's the one to shout out. She's the one to shout Platinum out for the sucking dick for 2 hours. And we love
and
all
of
them. And
I want to shout out the girls that's celibate. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Them bitches is better than me because I love dick. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. I can't deal without it. You know what I'm saying? They give me acne and shit when I don't have dick. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Now y'all see why I love Candy, goddamn.
Right, but shout out to them bitches, because that's some trill shit right there, you feel me?
Right. Renee, right. All right, thank you, Candy. All right. Renee, appreciate it, General. I'm going to go to a song real quick. Don't go nowhere. Look, so Candy, one of the trillest motherfucking callers that we got, she gave props to both of them. She gave props to Platinum, because Platinum can suck a dick for 2 hours, and we love them. But she also agreed with us and gave props to Renee and V, who ain't fucked in 4 years. Damn, I bet that pussy good. I bet that shit hitting so motherfucking right, nigga. Woo! Once again, the number up here is 347-934-0966. And you can open up a chat if you want to, or goddamn send us an email at k100radio@gmail.com. Just in case you decide to change your mind, Renee and V. We always around. We love fresh type.
That new.
4 years, nigga. That shit feel like ninth grade.
No, that new.
Neil! Fuck, nigga, what? Yeah, we said it. Fuckers. This shit is called K100, bitch. Not the Frank Ski Show, nigga. We say what the fuck we want to say. Big ups to Frank Ski. But this ain't Oprah, motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
This Blizzard, K100, co-host P, motherfucking Rads.
Right.
But one thing about it, it's chainless.
One thing about it, baby, all right? So with that being said, we're going to go into one more song. We ain't played but one tonight. Don't go nowhere. We still going to be here. We're coming back to y'all. I see everybody hand raised. All right? Don't go nowhere. Got to play a song. This is also a music station. Even though we ain't played shit tonight, we just been keeping it crunk. I ain't even had no background music. This shit been so interesting. Oh, Big Swole featuring Vision for a while.
I really feel this song, man. You know what I mean? Big Swole. Yeah. You know, Planet Entertainment, man.
How they get so foul? It's like weed upside down. Tell me why.
them out.
Yes, that's the homie Big Swole featuring Vision. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's happening, man. That's also a Shameless Entertainment production. You understand what I'm saying? Until these niggas start sending their motherfucking music in, nigga, we got 700 songs over here on the hard drive. We're going to keep killing y'all niggas with the hot shit. Until some of these artists start realizing that we on the air. We just started, so we trying to get the word out. But, nigga, we got so much motherfucking music, nigga. We ain't got no shortage of hot shit. You understand?
Nigga, that's 700,000, nigga.
Right.
Do the motherfucking math.
If y'all like one of them songs or whatever, man, also when y'all chime in, you feel me, just be like, yo, I'm fucking with that record. Y'all need to play that, okay? We'll throw it, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to get our little playlist together, whatever. Like I said, second week on the air, so we fucking with whatever. Shouts out to Renee. Shouts out to Veronica for being celibate for 4 years. Shouts out to Platinum for sucking dick for 2 hours. This is how drastic of an audience and how different of an audience that we got.
Platinum, the next time you suck a dick, go for 2.5. How about that?
For real though, man.
Call in and tell me you did it.
I didn't even get to my second subject today. This shit here been so crazy. I didn't even get.
Well, you know what, bro?
Hold on. God damn it. Here, Veronica. Yes, Veronica, I see you.
Don't be talking to me like that, man. You be going to everybody else, man. You don't be talking to me like, yes, Veronica.
Hey, I'm
stop damn calling.
No, you're hitting my nerve. I see you hitting number one because they said something about, you know.
Okay, look. Yes, I've been celibate for 4 years, a little bit more than 4 years.
Right.
But I do like to suck dick, and some people know that. Suck dick 2, 3, 5 hours, however long you want it. I suck a dick. I like dick. I love dick.
But she gonna get that pussy up.
Dick is my friend. Dick is my friend. Okay,
right.
But I mean, just because I'm celibate, that don't mean I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Wait, whoa. We never said that. And also, we have firmly established that here at Chainless and probably every other nigga listening to this shit, won't y'all. You understand what I'm saying? Because y'all shit ain't even been mashed in like that, nigga. We want that shit going to put up as a bank rate. You understand? You and Renee,
that new clue.
Once again, the number to call here is 3-7-9-4-0-9-6-6. You ain't fucked in 4 years and you just
told
that
we got that new clue.
Call us. Call us here at K100. You know what I'm saying? Email us, K100radio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We are not mad that y'all ain't let a nigga mash in goddamn 4 years. We not mad at y'all.
I'm saying you had the shooter sister, man. I mean the brace, but damn, you just bust the sister up. Damn.
See, I done killed myself 3 times already. Goddamn, nobody's immune to the gunshot. Okay?
Okay, well, all right, then. That's cool.
Right, I done killed myself 3 times.
You know, and I ain't saying this, but you asked, your question was, is it a shortage of black men? Michael Bayes didn't say, I hiked the ball, okay? So, and I was just talking to one of my daughter's teacher today. I said, I'm going to get me a T-shirt that say, I hiked the ball. So if the brothers don't want it, then shit, white, Vietnamese, Mexican, Haitian, whatever. You got it.
Don't make me do it, V. Not twice in one show. I don't want to do it. Don't make me.
Can you shoot me? Because my pussy's still good. So you can shoot me.
Fucker.
Hey.
I hike the ball. I don't want to hike the ball, but I will hike the damn ball. So I'm just saying.
Bro,
it's our fault. It's our fault.
Hey, you know what?
Is it our fault?
I will hike the ball.
Bro, look at me. Don't keep shooting her. She said she can suck dick past 2 hours, 5, 6 hours. You need to leave her alone.
Some people got inside information, so.
We have to see what whoever this guy is that's listening that knows that information. You understand what I'm saying? Call us up. 347-934-0966 and verify. Never mind.
Suck a dick for three hours.
This is no doubt.
I will suck it from the back, from the side, upside down.
That's why we keep giving Candy applause. She said it on episode 4. Go back and listen to episode 4, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. Yo, you got to listen to all this. If you're listening for the first time, all our episodes are just like this. Renee and everybody else who called for the first time, they just as crunk. Some of them even crunker. All right. All right, if you're going to get off the line, we're jumping to hang up. All right, appreciate it.
Peace.
All right. So now we're coming to the end of the motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? I see somebody from the 704. Ain't that Louisiana? Ain't that Nollins?
Shit, let's see what's happening.
Nollins, 704. I know they ain't raised it. I know they hit number 1. You want to talk to them?
You on the air, caller.
Nollins, 704. They don't want to say nothing.
759, how about us?
Come on, man. Represent. We ain't had nobody from Nollins call. They don't want to represent, man. I know they didn't hit the number 1. I know you didn't hit the number 1. I know you didn't.
But we appreciate
but
you
I see
listening
your number.
Anyway.
We appreciate you listening. We got them all over, man. We done had them from Michigan, and we done had them from all over. All right.
Hey,
Hold on. I ain't went to this one right here. Yo, 770-653. This is Randy. Randy.
Yo, what's up, man? God damn, about time you got to me, man.
My bad, dog. What's going on, my nigga? What you got to say?
Shit, man, about them 2 hoes that ain't fucked. Man, that's some bullshit right there. Everybody needs to goddamn, you know, dick. Every Watson is, well, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, you know what I'm saying? I want to get on to you about that commitment, man. You know, nigga like me is well established, but, you know, sometimes them bitches got to look in the mirror. You know they want a good man. You know what I'm saying? You know me, man. I'm well established. You know what I'm saying? I got everything going. You know what I'm saying, a house, cars, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of money, you know what I'm saying? But shit, some of these bitches I meet, man, they be trying to want to make a commitment, but shit, sometimes I be wanting to tell them bitches, you need to look in the fucking mirror. You know, what the hell you got? You know what I'm saying? I know they ain't status shit, but shit, status something, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I feel you, man. Hey, man, that's my homeboy Randy, man, shit, you know? I know Randy personally. He always call in and support the show because this is my homeboy, you understand? Nigga driving the goddamn new CL. Got his own crib, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
And what else I got? But them bitches need to look in the mirror, for real. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, Randy, what you saying, my nigga, is you meet a lot of women who ain't up to par. That's why you won't commit.
Yeah, that part, I'm probably looking in the wrong fucking areas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But nigga like me just be wanting some pussy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get the bitch in, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get me some pussy, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of girls, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't about shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find somebody who got something. And then
right.
I could make that damn commitment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they want to come over my house, you know what I'm saying? Damn. Can I come over your house? You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got no place. Oh, you got a place, but you need to come pick me up. I come here. I'm like, where your car at? You know what I'm saying? But shit, man, maybe I'm looking in the wrong fucking area. That's why I can't make a commitment. I did commitments 2 times. Got married 2 times. You know what I'm saying? Shit was fucked up. But you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it might not be you. It's the rest of these niggas spoiling these dirtbag ass motherfucking hoes that feel like they got it like that, bitch.
Or maybe
that might be the fucking problem because I don't be spoiling hoes. I might got it like that, but shit,
well,
bitch be like
what?
Shit.
You know what, Randy? I feel you, my nigga. I understand what you're saying. You got shit going on for yourself and you want somebody that can meet your expectations or whatever. But also, ladies, I already know. Look, now they're raising their hand now, man. Ladies, you can't take Randy literally, word for word, okay? All right? Randy is just giving it to you from the nigga perspective. Stop blowing my lines up. Everybody raise their hands at the same time because Randy's like, okay, I already know what they're going to say. They're going to say, Randy, you've been divorced twice. Why you been divorced twice? Because earlier we said if you keep breaking up with motherfuckers, then maybe you need to look in the mirror. Okay, I already know. Don't try and throw that back in my damn face. Randy just giving
but you know
a
the real reason why I got a divorce. The bitch don't want me to goddamn make this money out here. Want me to have a 9-to-5. You know, be straight. I got a 9-to-5, but you know, when you on the hustling game, you been like this all your life. You know what I'm saying? You getting it out here, and then them bitches get mad once you leave their ass. They see you still doing good.
My nigga got that nigga to that shit personal.
To the hump, nigga.
Hey, yeah, man, you know, man, we don't already done talked about this shit. We ain't even
right.
need no radio show for this shit.
You're right.
Man, you know what the one-on-one about it.
I know, my nigga. I feel you. So, ladies, he go a dude right here, got his own shit, got money, you know what I'm saying? Cool, brother, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, so it's dudes out here that sue. They looking. My man just said, look, all right, Brandon, I'm going to get off the line with you. My dude just said, hey, he all got right. them looking. He looking, you know what I'm saying? He just got them. Every time he meet a motherfucker, they ain't got shit. They want a guy there. He got to go pick them up. They got to come back to his house. He can't go back there and live with their mama. The fuck? That's all we
with
saying.
Mama now.
Ladies, when you want to make these demands and shit, you understand what I'm saying? When you want to goddamn make this shit, you know, into an issue about it ain't enough men, just before you goddamn say that, make sure you look in the mirror before you make that motherfucking statement. Hold on. Oh, 704, Ray. 704 hit the number one in the right hand. 704.
Call your mail.
Yeah, I like to say that I hear what he's saying, but he ain't looking in the right places. He fucking hoes. I'm 21 years old. I stay by myself. I have my own car and no kids. And I don't find no real niggas out here. They either married, they trifling, can't pay their child support. They fucking two different hoes unprotected. I'm tired of that shit. So I've been celibate also. But I don't see myself as being celibate all the time. I don't see that for my future. But I ain't fucking with these niggas. You ain't finna affect me, nigga. You can have it. You can have that.
Shit.
Keep that with them other bitches. That's how I feel.
I feel you, babe. Well, hold on. Where you from, New Orleans, babe?
Excuse me?
I said, where you from?
I'm from Charlotte.
Oh, you're from Charlotte. Oh, okay. Well, appreciate you. I appreciate you calling into the show, first of all. What's your name?
My name is Shantae.
Well, what's going on, baby? I appreciate you, first of all, because you're a first-time caller. So before we go,
one time
for the first time, because I don't think we ever had on the show. And look, baby, I can respect what you're saying. You know, we had two ladies earlier tonight that, like, fuck that. They ain't finna just run through any old nigga. You understand what I'm saying? They gonna wait. Like you just said, these niggas that out here that you meeting, they ain't about shit. So do you, essentially, before we go, you need to answer the basic question. Do you feel like it's a shortage of niggas out here, or are women's expectations too high? Which one?
Nah, it's not either one of those. It's not a shortage of niggas. And it ain't that expectations is too high. It's that you would go from one relationship dealing with somebody who done treated you a certain type of way. Like it might be a nigga that who ain't shit and he a dog. So when you go to the next nigga, oh, he's a dog too. And that's the same way with females and men. You tend to treat the next person like the other person. And you fuck up there. Because if a nigga come to me thinking he finna treat me like shit and be fucking other bitches and shit, either he gonna get lost and I'm gonna have somebody else while I'm waiting on him, or I'm gonna fuck his shit up. Because I don't got time for that. I'm too fucking pretty.
You pretty?
She said too motherfucking pretty.
Hey. So, we fuck with that.
We fuck with that. She know her worth. All right, baby. She got her own house. She 21, nigga. She got it together.
Hey, but my thing is, how long you ain't had no dick?
Yeah, 21.
How long it's been since you had some dick? You said you've been celibate. How long?
Yeah. I want to know that.
Valentine's Day. I was in a relationship with somebody, and on Valentine's Day, I found out that they was fucking with some bitch she 31, she older, she 30-minute segment. And I can't believe that shit. You'll let a nigga come over your house, eat, fuck you, and then leave you and come back to his girl. What kind of shit is that? I
don't
think
a woman
got some shit like that with me.
Hey, that's just what she wanted that dick.
You're right. She was a cut lady or whatever, but she, yes, she accepted it, but that shit, but in the end, that hurt me, because I'm holding up house at home. I'm cooking dinner. I'm taking care of him. I'm sucking his dick and treating him the way he's supposed to be treated. Oh, baby, how was your day and all that bullshit? Nah, no,
one
oh,
time,
fuck
what,
that.
Hey, one time for you sucking dick, baby.
Once again, we gonna get props what props to do. But let me tell you something right here.
She's 21?
And she's 21.
This couple of motherfucking Blizzle and Mr. Motherfucking Suffering Burke himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got the shit
we
together.
We appreciate that.
She's sucking
21
dick.
21 and sucking dick.
And she got her own shit, nigga.
And her own shit.
No kids.
No kids.
And
she's
killing
it.
Wait a minute.
And she's pretty,
nigga.
And she's pretty.
She's pretty.
Oh, okay. I feel that. I feel that.
Once again, the number here is 347-934-0966. You need a goddamn, maybe you need to take a trip to the A.
Yeah, yeah. matter of fact, I tell you what, when you come to the A, we go to Panama City.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, shit.
We go to the Bay, too, now.
I'm taking home meals, Florida.
I'm from the A, but I'm taking home meals, Florida.
appreciate you calling, baby. Please keep listening, and please tell somebody else about the show. You understand? Hey, you know what, man? Shorty, hey. All right, baby, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and it's shorties like that that's out here, man, that's got them going through shit like that, man. You feel me? And it's fucked up, you know? You feel me? Yeah, I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? She's 21 years old. She got her own shit going on. She said she sucked the nigga dick. She, baby, what you need, blah,
man,
blah, blah, blah.
The nigga still had
to get his smash on. Why did the nigga have to get his smash on? Why don't you go back and listen to episode motherfucking 6? Females. I need for all of you who don't understand what the fuck Shawty just going, what she was going through, I need for you to go back real quick, log in, listen to episode motherfucking 6.
Yeah.
But we break this shit down about niggas, because maybe you missed it, but we keeping this shit motherfucking 100, and then we'll answer a lot of your motherfucking questions of why, you know what I'm saying, Shawty, she's so pretty, and you know what I'm saying, she got everything going on, this nigga out here tricking out with the goddamn, tricking out. Why? The question is why.
She ain't fucking.
Maybe
that's
not.
What it is.
Maybe that nigga just got to fuck more than one person, like you said in episode 6. Episode 6, ladies, we'll answer your questions in episode 6. Please.
Yeah.
Episode 6 will answer a lot of those questions that you about to call up here and ask us. Because right now I see hands raised and talking about, see, that's what I'm talking about with niggas right there. Niggas ain't shit. Renee, I see you. V, I see you. I see you. Damn it. One time for the celibate ladies.
One time.
Can't wait till they get that pussy up. Hope I'll be around
can't,
when
they
decide.
Can't wait till they get that money.
Oh!
That new puss.
Oh! That's that ninth grade shit.
That break down the wall shit.
Right. Look, I gotta go. I gotta get off the motherfucking air. You understand what I'm saying?
What time for motherfucking Coco Smooth, man?
Right.
My motherfucking dog chocolate partner. Soon as I leave this motherfucker, I'm coming to see you, Cal. Let's go.
Yo, we out of this motherfucker, man. This is K100, man. We here Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. all day, every day. You understand? If we got to sign off. If you missed anything, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K100 and listen to all the archive episodes. I really suggest that you go back and listen to episode 6, ladies. Ladies, you might want to go back and download that one and throw it on your iPod while you're at work.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker.
We're giving out some major game.
Yeah. Chainless.
All right, baby. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the love, man. Y'all fuck
with
me, man. We'll be back Monday.
Eight sharp, baby.